that's my own health advisory this evening. Airplane mode is your friend.
If you have not signed in, please do so at this time.
And then, Mr. King, if you could please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was a walk.
Okay, Madam. Yes, we have a quorum. Before we begin, I would like to pause for a moment of silence to honor Bob Shipley, who passed away Sunday, February 17th. Bob served Madison County in multiple capacities throughout his adult life. He was the Granite City Township Supervisor at the time of his passing. He was a Madison County Board member for 5.5 years, from 2001 to 2007. He also worked for the Metro East Sanitary District as the Executive Director for more than 10 years. In addition, he served on the America's Port District Board of Commissioners and as a Granite City Alderman, Precinct Committeeman, and a Phoenix Crisis Center board member. Bob is survived by his wife, Patricia, 3 children, and 2 grandchildren. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. If we could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Everyone has received a copy of the minutes from last month's meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Dutton.
I'd like to make a correction from the minutes from last month. I believe it's on page 39 of the minutes, if anyone has it. And it would be at the 40-minute mark of the audio. I've already spoken to Ms. Jones about it last week. And it's just a few comments that I think were left out intentionally, but I saw where she was coming from. She saw where I was coming from. And I think it's decided that we shouldn't pick and choose which comments we leave out and which we put in. So I would ask that we put the comments back in.
Okay, and those comments are?
I have them printed. I don't know if I could just hand them to her, or if we need to revisit that.
So you need to read them.
Okay. So these would occur after Mr. Fasson's remarks on page 39. Mr. Walters stated, shouldn't he be speaking about what we're voting on, not about what has already happened? Can we please get to the point? And Mr. Fasson said, take off your skirt and quit being a cheerleader is what you need to do. Mr. Walters stated, we're trying to move this meeting along. You are here to talk about the vote, and that is it, not what else happened. And Mr. Prinsler said, Mr. Fasson, you are out of order.
I believe that was Mr. Hume. I did? Okay.
You did.
Right.
It's on the
Well, he was.
And Mr. Madison called for the vote, and Mr. Prinsler said, I call the vote. Mr. Parkinson said, I'd like to speak to the matter, and Mr. Hume said, first of all, Mr. Fasson, that was rude and sexist, and I just want to say that right now you're up there yelling about investigations and people's skirts. Now, I would just like to add, I know this is silly, and I get it, but it's a principled matter. I didn't want to bring these up any more than anyone else would, but if we start picking and choosing to omit things that people say, you know, who's to say next month someone says, well, why'd you put my comments in there? I'd rather you not put them in. And it's, I know it happens sometimes, but I think.
Thank you, Ms. Dutton. Are there any further corrections?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Ms. Novosich?
Can we allow Auditor Fasson to speak, please?
I think that we'll allow, just have the committee, the members here of the board speak. And if there are any further corrections, the minutes stand approved as corrected. I'm going to move on because we've had the the minutes corrected, and they stand approved as corrected. Let's proceed to appointments. Actually, we have awards. We have Mr. Glasper. Mr. Wilbert Glasper, if you could please come forward. And Gussie, would you like to come forward also? This is the, I believe, fifth annual Living Legends Community Service Award. It's presented to Wilbert Glasper for years of dedicated service to his community by the Madison County Board this February 21st of 2019. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
First of all, let me say good evening, and to the County Board Chairman, to all of you who have taken out your precious time to be here this evening. This is indeed an honor and a pleasure. September of last year, I had the privilege of being presented the award in St. Louis. It was a George Smith Award for Diversity in the Musicians Local in St. Louis. Some 40-some years ago, there was a black local in St. Louis, Local 2. Local 2 merged with 197, which is currently the two locals that encompass St. Louis Symphony and all of the different musician venues across the metropolitan area. Along with that, my brother and I, we were the first ones to integrate the Madison Primary School District. Lo and behold, music was something that I wanted to get into in the fourth grade, and I did. September, I was awarded the Diversity Award for 49 years of belonging to the Musicians Local of St. Louis. Music brings together all type of diversities across the country. It makes no difference whether we're white, black, Indonesian, Chinese. We get together, and we play music. Many times we say that we jam. As I come here and I sit, it's very similar to what you're doing. Ethnic people come together, all different cultures, and we come together for a common cause. The greatest moment of my musical career was when I had the opportunity to play for the former president of the United States of America, Barack Obama. But that was with the Dave Hiller, your Chief Justice, the good old times band. And what a time we had. Again, on behalf of all of you who put your time and efforts out to come and try to make this a better place for the citizens of Madison County to live in, music is still the greatest thing that we can enjoy. All different genres of music. I've been playing at my local church for some 36 years. I play the gospel, and I play different other genres of music. But when it's all said and done, we take the notes on the paper, and we read them, and we make them sound good to you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If I could ask Catherine Conder to come forward, please. Uh, Catherine Condor is a manager of our Animal Care and Control Department, and recently she received an award for Newcomer Rescuer of the Year, presented by Partners for Pets for the efforts of Madison County Animal Care and Control to increase the save rates, meaning the no-kill rates, for animals at the county facility. In 2016, the no-kill rates, meaning dogs and cats that were adopted out, 67% of the dogs were adopted out, 39% of the cats. In 2017, 80% of the dogs, 61% of the cats, and in 2018, 92% of the dogs and 93% of the cats. I will say at also a substantially reduced cost of operations. So I wanted Catherine Condor to be recognized for her award. And Catherine, would you like to say a few words?
This is really exciting for animal control, especially since we don't have an adoption center in our facility. So all the animals that get transferred out are through rescue groups. So we've been able to hit the 90% mark with these animals that have been coming in. So this is great. So it was I was not expecting this award. So, because I don't do this for any of that, so I do it for the animals that come into our facility, and that they get a second chance at a life. So this is very exciting for us. So, yeah.
Thank you.
We now have four speakers. Is Mr. Joshua Young in the room?
I'm here, sir.
Mr. Young, if you could please come down. Please take your time. Take your time on the stairway. We give speakers 3 minutes to speak, and at 2.5 minutes, I will sound the gavel, and that will let you know that you've got 30 seconds remaining. So you've got, just take your time. You've got 3 minutes. And if you have notes, feel free to leave those with the county clerk, is to be a part of the record.
Hello, everybody. I want to start off by saying God is good.
Praise
all the time.
God is good. We're here to bring awareness and address to those that fall between the cracks of mental health in the judicial systems here in Madison County. I want to first by saying thank you to the many people out there in social media, riverbender.com, the champions that organized and gave their hearts and their passions towards one family who has been suffering with this issue for the past 3 years. I want to talk to you about a young man named Keon Cook. This young man has been suffering mental illness since the time of his youth. He's now 21. He was diagnosed at an early age. He witnessed the death of a parent, which even further went into his condition. This young man has been, to my opinion, failed by the system, the mental health system. Those that are put there to help him, they didn't help him enough. And we want to ask that the county recognize that Keon Cook is in need of mental health treatment. And there was an order signed February 6th to have him transferred to a DHS facility. And we find as of today he still sits where he's been for the past 3 years, all without medical treatment for his mental health condition. I want to boldly say Keon Cook is no terrorist. I want to boldly say that his family has shown strength and fortitude and has reached out to everybody up and down the state and across the country for help for Keon Cook. And injustice, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, here we are crossing into the very short month of Black History Month. And injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And if the good people out there of all demographics, old, young, white, black, if they had not responded to a grandmother's plea for help after 3 years, we wouldn't be here today to say that we wish for justice for Keon. We wish for Keon's transfer to a medium secure facility. A maximum secure facility for Keon will be more detrimental to his recovery than it will be beneficial. This is the beginning of a long track that many people are just now joining in the fight for better mental health services and fair mental health practices and policies.
Thank you, Mr. Young.
Thank you, Chairman. I want to again say thank you, everybody, for coming to support this cause. We're just beginning, and we wish for Keon to be treated with fairness and having justice, sir. Please hear us.
Thank you. Is Pastor Danny Holliday in the audience?
Yes.
It's up there.
Yes, Pastor Holliday, if you could come.
I'll take your time.
Yeah, take your time, please. Again, you've spoken here before. The rules are 3 minutes total, and at 2.5 minutes, I'll sound the gavel to let you know you've got 30 seconds left.
Thank you, Mr. Prinsler, Mr. Gibbons, to the board members, to each one of you that are present on this evening. A couple of years ago, I came before this body and the Judiciary Committee to talk about possible changes that would help our judicial system. It's difficult for a person who's poor and a person who's black or any other minority to receive justice because our public defenders don't have the tools that the state's attorney's office have. We have at least one public defender I'm aware of doesn't have a secretary. Many years ago, before the current people were in office, I was working in the jails and courts of Madison County, Illinois. And I was sent a message to stop visiting this person and stop going to court with him. And I contacted the White House. I love America. I love this country. I put my life on the line in Vietnam in combat for this country. And there needs to be more help for people who don't have the money to have the services to prove their cases. About 96% of the cases here in Madison County and pretty much throughout the country, you know, to take a plea. Sean Stalwart was forced to take a plea when 100 years was put on the table for him, but not for the mother, who eventually was charged with the same crime. There are too many problems out here that are not easily answered. In murder cases, there's a case that, and I won't call names, that a young black man is charged with perjury. Another murder case in the county, two non-black females, they weren't charged with perjury, but they did not tell the truth in a murder case. We need equal justice. And I will be coming before the Judiciary Committee again to ask for some help. In one of the Judiciary Committee meetings, three members of the NAACP showed up. I didn't know they were coming. They had a right to be there. But the truth was not told. The speaker said he hadn't heard about the complaints that I mentioned. I think Ms. Thomas would say, we talked to that individual. I didn't say anything in the committee meeting about it, but there are several cases. The Osborne case, it's a mess. I've been dealing with the Innocence Project, giving them information. I've been giving information to the appellate court. Things need to change. Due process, equal justice under the law, belongs to everybody, regardless of the color, their place in society, and I love America.
Thank you, Pastor Holliday.
Thank you. God bless you. And I just want to thank the policemen and everyone for their services that they render to the community. God bless.
Is Deborah Thomas in the audience?
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Thomas, again, 3 minutes, and I'll sound the gavel at 2.5 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Deborah Thomas. I'm fighting for my grandson's life. I'm here to let you know my grandson is not a terrorist. In 2011, my grandson saw his mother die. After that, his behavior changed. Madison County, because my grandson got into an incident, they treated him like he went out and killed somebody. He didn't kill nobody or rob nobody. My grandson was put in isolation for 18 months. And when he got out, he was not the same kid. I wrote the state attorney's office. And this is the letter that I wrote. After they released him, I said, thank you for releasing my grandson, Keon Cook. I am thankful to have him home. Now I hope and pray that I can undo the damage that you have been done to him by putting my grandson in solitary confinement for nearly 18 months. And if there wasn't anything wrong with him before he went in there, there seemed to be now. My family and I noticed his behavior when he got home, and it had worsened. Now, there's more to this letter. But this is what I wrote his lawyer. I said, my grandson Keon Cook got released in April after serving 18 months. And though 18 months, he spent majority of the time in solitary confinement. And I have to deal with his mental state that the juvenile justice system did to him. Since my grandson been out, he cannot function. His mind is still in yesterday's time. His mind is like trapped back in time. I cry every day seeing what my grandson have to go through. The system that's supposed to help him have done more harm to him than good. Since Keon been home, I have to call the Mental Health Crisis Center numerous times. I called them 18 times from April until he got rearrested, and called 4 times that night before I called the paramedics. And when I told them that my grandson was schizophrenic, they sent the police. His brother overheard him and recorded him. I found that my grandson wasn't talking right, so I called to get treatment, me help for him, and this is what happened. They turned it around and say my grandson is a terrorist. On top of that, I said, I have had the mental health crisis to my house 4 times. I also had the ambulance had been here 7 times because of this crisis. Ambulance had been here. I say that my heart is breaking. He is not the same gentleman that left my house before the juvenile system took hold of him. I have been up all night with him thinking someone had planted something in his head. Sometimes Keon talked to himself, but here it said, I need to get on with this. He said, the teacher sent a claim he was just fine. They never saw him talk to himself. But I was told because they heard him talking in the cell, they had kept him in his room locked up for some more time. I said, I can't leave him. He cannot function in the real world. He's paranoid. I can't leave him alone. I can't take him in public. Sunday he had an episode in church. I burst to think someone planted something on in his head. He called the police 7 times. He called the
Thank
police.
Thank you, Ms. Thomas.
Said, excuse me, this is my grandson's life I'm fighting for. This is my grandson's life I'm fighting for. Y'all set my grandson up. He ain't no terrorist. And as I said, I can't take him in public. Sunday he had an episode of church. I burst of things. Everyone planned on him. He called the police 7 times until someone came out to the house to tell him that he was a good person. And he's going back to school and he's trying to find a job. I got him in school, but I can't stop. He can't function in class. This is the system that you are governing by. And parents of Gordon and myself have to deal with the damage you've done to him. That's no place here that would take him long time. I can't put him on the street. The law said that now that he's 18, he can make up his own mind. He can't refuse treatment. He could refuse treatment if he wants to. He's 18, but as long as he is not a threat to himself or others, nothing can be done. And I think the system is waiting on people with mental issues that the family know needs help, but can't until they go out and do something stupid. And that's what he did. And y'all waited. I begged for help. This letter was written 6/23/16. He didn't get arrested till almost in the 9th month. This one here was written May. He got released in April. I wrote this letter to the state attorney's office, and he never responded back. This is right here, 18 times, 18 times, I begged for help, and nobody listened. My grandson is not a terrorist. He just suffered because he saw his mama die. How would you feel if you lost your child? How would you feel if you saw your mother die in front of you? How would you feel? He was 14 years old. Y'all put that boy in isolation for 18 months and expect him to come out normal?
Thank you, Ms. Thomas.
Yeah! Thank you.
Is Catherine Veda here? Yes, Ms. Veda.
I'm going to have a script, but I'll tell you just a couple of minutes about me. I'm a Godfrey resident, and I worked for the village locking the gates before sunrise and after sunset. I did that for 7 years by myself. Kudos to Madison County, who had my back when I came across drunks, fights, suicides, burglaries, people sleeping in their cars. That's what I faced maybe five nights a week for 7 years. And Madison County had my back. I also ran across a lot of kids who were doing things they shouldn't have been. I didn't report them. I couldn't take them to jail. I didn't have a weapon. I had my phone. I made phone calls to get them to safe places or take them home personally. I'm a neighbor of Deborah Thomas, and I've known Keon since he was about 16. I'm writing this, and these are my observations. I believe he first knocked on my front door to ask to borrow my son's bike. My son gave Keon permission, and he said he'd have it back by dark. He did this two or three times, but on the third or fourth time, it was raining and it was dark. So my son and I got in the car to go look for him, and here he is, soaking wet, trying to get the bike home in time. He apologized. I said, we'll throw it in the trunk, no problem. He knocked on my door again for another time and said, I need a place to stay. We asked, what'd you do? Well, I can't say. I said, well, you're going to have to probably sleep in the car because my husband has certain rules, and you're going to have to apologize. And he goes, yes, I know. And I stepped out on the front porch and prayed with him. We called his grandmother and told him where he was, and she had gave permission for him to stay there. And then he went home the next day to apologize. Once he asked me to call his parole officer because he forgot to check in, so I called him, and we went down to the East Dalton Police Station. He didn't want to talk about the details of why he had a parole officer, but I was surprised when he got arrested at the station. Later, perhaps another year went by, and he came over again and said he was in trouble, but he didn't give me the details. I said, well, I got some jobs to do. Help me load some boxes in my car, and we took him down to the Oasis Center. I said, let's stop at McDonald's and get a sandwich. And then when I got back, my neighbor said, hey, can you help me out? I need to rake some leaves and get my yard done. He said, sure, I'd be glad to. He was always quiet. He was always nice. He was always polite. He seems like a lost soul. And I found out that his mother had died, and maybe that explained a lot of things. He's always been quiet, courteous, and somewhat of an introvert, but I don't believe that Keon could ever be a terrorist.
Thank you, Ms. Veda. Yes, we do have a request to separate out number four. This evening we have, we have a resolution to certify names to take the examination for county engineer. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We do have four appointments this evening. To the Madison County Board of Review, Philip Taylor is recommended for appointment to the remainder of a two-year unexpired term, replacing Bessie Power, who has retired. We have on the Madison County Health Advisory Committee, Dr. Morris Kugler is recommended for appointment to a three-year term, replacing David Ayers, whose term expired on April of 2018. Again, we have on the Emergency Telephone System Board, which I'll go first on that, but Tom McRae is recommended for appointment to the remainder of a four-year unexpired term, replacing Don Moore, who resigned December 18th of 2018, and then the removal of Chris Guy from the Finance and Operations Committee. So if we could first separate out, and Mr. McRae has asked for a roll call vote so that he might abstain. So if we could vote on the any discussion on the appointment of Tom McRae to the unexpired term, replacing Don Moore on the Emergency Telephone System Board. Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. The appointment is approved. And then the would anyone like to separate any of the other three appointments?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes,
Mr. McRae. I do McRae. Have one question regarding the Mass County Board of Review, if I may.
Yes.
Does the state require a certain makeup of the Board of Review?
Politically, yes.
Yeah. So I believe it's they have to have minority representation.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any additional questions? All in favor of the three appointments, Philip Taylor, Dr. Morris Kugler, and the removal of Chris Guy, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Appointments are approved. If I could then go to the Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Jones, on behalf of the Facilities Management Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'd like to bring forward a resolution to renew the annual janitorial service contract for designated Madison County facilities. This was passed in January, but it didn't make the January Finance Committee, so that's why it's coming forth now.
We have a second.
Second.
We're going to go ahead without it. If any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Finance and Government Operations Committee, if you could bring in the various items. I do believe that we've had a request to consider voting on number 5 and number 6 after we have an opportunity to go into executive session at the end of the meeting. So if you could bring in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board. After discussion, votes, and unanimous approval of all agenda items from the Finance Committee, we present to you the following items. Paragraph C, item number 1, is a summary report for claims and transfers for the month of January 2019. Item number 2, an immediate emergency appropriation of $1,156.82 that was unexpended in the FY 2018 Self-Representative Litigant Coordinator Program grant, which will plus up their FY 2019 budget by this amount. No county matching funds involved. Item number 3, an immediate emergency appropriation of an $11,000 grant from the Norman J. Stupp Foundation to the Friends of the Madison County Child Advocacy Center for our FY 2019 CAC budget. No county matching funds involved. Item number 4, an immediate emergency appropriation of a $24,000 grant from the Alton Women's Home Association Incorporated to supplement the administrative costs incurred by Madison County's Child Advocacy Center 2019 budget. Skipping 5 and 6, item number 7, a resolution authorizing purchase of excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program. The purpose of this additional insurance in the amount of $88,415 is for an additional year of coverage, will include catastrophic loss coverage, and is considered to be in the best interest of this program. I move that the board adopt the claims and transfer report, the immediate emergency appropriations, and the resolution.
We don't need a second, and so any discussion on these items, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 7? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Guy, on behalf of the Government Relations Committee, would you please bring forward the ordinance?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Make a motion to amend an ordinance to amend the provisions of the Madison County Code and Ordinances pertaining to public comment during county board meetings. I just want to point out item number 2 is staying the same. That is in the amendment that we're changing it, but it still allows 3 minutes per person to speak. There's no change there. We're just making a slight tweak to improve access for the public to speak at public meetings. Currently, if a member of the body wants, a member of the public wants to speak before us, they have to file by noon on Monday before a Wednesday meeting. Well, now you can file by 4:30 with a simple phone call, email, or stopping by the clerk's office to speak at the county board meeting.
4:30 on Tuesday.
4:30 on
Tuesday.
Before
the Wednesday
Correct.
Meeting.
Any questions?
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Wesley, on behalf of the Health Department Committee, would you please bring in the resolution?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow board members, would like to bring forth a resolution to establish an ordinance prohibiting the use of groundwater as a potable water supply by installation or use of potable water supply wells or by any other method. And this was passed in our February Health Department Committee meeting, and I ask for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I've got one other comment. I'd like to point out that for my fellow colleagues and also the elected officials in here wearing red, this is National Heart Health Month, and I would like February to be recognized as that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wesley, and I will note for the record that Mr. Wesley has a very fine red tie on this evening. So, Mr. Goggin, who would like to bring in the resolution from the Finance Committee, or the IT Committee?
I've got it, Kurt.
Yes, Ms. Gorman.
Thank you, Chairman. The Information Technology Department and Finance and Government Operations Committee has one resolution for your consideration. It's a resolution to award contract for consultant services to provide 2019 Color Digital ortho-rectified aerial photography for the Madison County IT Department, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Everyone understands what ortho-rectified aerial photography is? Okay, hearing no questions or discussion, roll call. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Mr. Walters, on behalf of the Judiciary Committee, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Judiciary Committee has a resolution concerning compensation for the Madison County Public Defender, which was voted on and approved unanimously.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Madison, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, if you could please bring in the resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Planning and Development Committee and Grants Committee has three resolutions for your consideration. Items H1, authorizing allocation of environmental grants for fiscal year 2019. H2, resolution authorizing Madison County Resource Education Program funding for 2019. And item 3, resolution authorizing funding and memorandum of understanding with the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District for fiscal year 2019, which is $39,000 paid for from the host fee fund. And I move for their adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Madison, again, if you could please bring in the resolution from the Planning and Development Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee.
Mr. Chairman, the Planning and Development Committee, along with the Finance and Government Operations Committee, has one item for your consideration. Item I-1, resolution to award contract for stormwater policy and floodplain management consulting services for fiscal year 2019, which was $45,000 paid for from the host fee fund, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee, if you could please bring in the two resolutions.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee, along with Finance and Government Operations, has two resolutions. A resolution to purchase one new model year 2019 Ford F-150 4x4, 6x6 bed super cab truck for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and a resolution to purchase HESCO side and back beams and shoot house walls for the Sheriff's Shooting Range Project for the Madison County Sheriff's Office, and I move for their adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, if you could, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee and the Finance and Government Operations Committee and the ETSB Board, if you could please bring in the resolution.
Yes, we have one resolution to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with Wood River, Illinois, for the reimbursement of 911 associated costs, and I move for its adoption.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, if you could please bring in the property trustee resolution.
Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen of the board, I move the property trustee resolution, unanimously approved by the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, on Wednesday, February 13, 2019, be approved by the Madison County Board.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. McCray, on behalf of the Transportation Committee, if you could please bring in the items.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the Transportation Committee has four items for the board's consideration tonight. We have a right-of-way acquisition for the Wander Road resurfacing project, an agreement funding resolution for Wood River Avenue Phase 1 reconstruction with the Village of East Alton. We have an agreement funding resolution with Wood River Avenue Phase 1 resurfacing with the City of Wood River, and a supplemental preliminary engineering agreement on Siler Road. These have been reviewed and unanimously approved by the Transportation Committee, and I would move their adoption.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. I would now entertain a motion to enter executive session pursuant to ILCS 120, Open Meetings Act, Section 2, C 112 and 12 to discuss pending litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. McCray, second. Mr. Holliday, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's a roll call.
For executive session?
Yeah.
We have to do a roll call, I'm sorry, an executive to go into executive session. Yeah.
Boys vote.
I'm sorry. I make a motion to go into executive session.
Second. This is where we need to have a motion and a second.
This, if you could hit the button, evidently. And Mr. Holliday, second.
Did I hit the? Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. Now, if we could call, vote, roll call. Tony?
Let's
Tunnel.
Refresh
us. I'm just going to act weird now that I opened it.
Get to see if you're trying to sneak out. Well,
it's working so well.
And?
Red tie.
Hands on the fence.
I'm on the fence. Yep.
Tom, boat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever.
Mr. Jones is, you know, in